If there are two lost sons, the younger and the older, one of them was lost in the far country of sin, the other was lost in his father's house.
Amen.
One was lost in a land of famine. The other was lost in a house of plenty.
Amen.
One was lost through riotous living. The other was lost through selfishness and greed.
Amen.
One was lost far away among strangers. The other was lost among friends.
Amen.
One was lost because he was starving to death. The other was lost because he saved all he ever made and would not claim what God, what his father had offered to him.
Amen.
One was lost because he threw his money away. The other was lost because he let the love of money rob him of his sense of values.
Amen.
And his love for right and righteousness. One was lost in the land where famine ravaged the earth, and where he was denied the swill of the swine. The other was lost among the clinking of glasses of wine and food piled high on a table spread in linen white.
Amen.
Both sons were lost because both of their souls were wrecked on the shoals of selfishness.
Amen.
One was lost because he didn't care in his pain for treasures. The other was lost because he cared too much for the things of this world.
Amen.
One was lost because he threw his life away. The other was lost because he tried to save it with his own good deeds.
Amen.
One was lost because he didn't care anything about himself. The other was lost because he thought too much of himself.
Amen.
I want you to think these things over tonight.
Amen.
These things are fresh. So far as I know, I've never heard these statements in my life. Many of them. I think that for some reason God Almighty has spoken tonight to give us a picture of two lost sons.
Amen. Hallelujah.
One wasted and emaciated and hungry, diseased and in rags. The other fat and slick and dressed in broadcloth, living in a land where he had servants and slaves to do his bidding.
Yeah.
Working from dawn till dark of every day and saving all he made. The far country of sin may not be 1,000 miles away. This elder son was just as surely lost as that boy that bogged in the mud and carried the swill to the swine.
Amen.
And would fain have filled his body with the husks that the swine did eat. But he was lost just the same. One was lost because sin had burned out his life. The other was lost because selfishness have crowded out the love of God, even for his own brother.
God.
One was lost because he was selfish and threw away the thing that his father worked so hard to give him. The other was lost because he had allowed material things to rob him of all the joys and the freedom and privileges that his father had toiled so ceaselessly to provide for him. Oh, a man may be inside the church. He may be in the alien corner and be in the far country of sin at the same time.